The FCC license of a radio or television station states it has an obligation to operate in the public interest. Fighting for policies that preserve and strengthen free local broadcasting is the focus of the National Association of Broadcasters, the broadcaster's voice in our nation's capital. I'm Georgia Beasley, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. In this edition, Erica Farber, president and CEO of the RAB, speaks with Steve Newberry, EVP of Strategic Planning and Special Projects at the NAB. With a solid background in radio and a true love for the industry, he is focused on policy issues that affect local radio and television stations and on the NAB's member benefits. One of their largest touch points for members is the upcoming NAB show, where they will act as hosts to over 100,000 of their closest friends.
And as we were looking toward this year, we said, we got to find a way so that broadcasters can really get connected in a little bit. One of the biggest changes we're offering this year is a small and medium market radio forum.
The Radio on Main Street podcast starts now.
Steve, thank you for allowing me to visit you here at the NAB headquarters in Washington.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you wherever our travels may take us, but we're kind of in the on the NAB home court, and sure glad that you're here. We want you to feel at home.
Well, I do, and it's pretty cool to be here in your, you have your own full podcast studio, so that's great. You know, you have been at the NAB full time now. I can't believe how fast time goes. It's been over a year.
About 18 months.
So I'd love you to just share with us a little bit about, you know, how's it going? And there's so many things you're involved with at the NAB. Is it what you expected it to be? And what have been some of the surprises, if you will?
Well, I love broadcasting. So if you start with that, I love what I'm doing, and I'm involved with the television industry as well as the radio industry. But everybody knows my background is radio, and that's from where I come. Involved in a lot of stuff. We've got an industry, two industries that are in transition, so we want to make sure that we are looking at policy issues to make sure that both of those industries can thrive. We want to make sure we increase the value proposition just like you do at RAB. We want to do that for our membership at NAB. So we're always looking at how can we better serve the members and what can we better do. And then we have the initiatives going on with the auto industry, with the music industry, the new building that's being built, all those kind of come across my desk on a regular basis. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, and some people don't realize the NAB has this iconic building, and you've been in for quite a few years, and you've sold the building and are actually building a brand new headquarters.
Told somebody the other day, we did not need a new building. So this whole initiative was not driven by the fact we need a new building. I love this building. I love the neighborhood. But if you know anything about Washington, D.C., two things have happened in the last, well, really 10 years that have changed the dynamics here. The first one is that the FCC moved, and they moved from being at 16th and M for years and years to the waterfront. And, okay, we just adapted to that. And then when the security changes because of all the terrorist activities and the traffic patterns in Washington have changed so much that getting from one end of town to the other, Pennsylvania Avenue, you can't travel on through and around the White House anymore.
Right.
And it just made it very difficult, not for us to get to the Hill, but for persons on the Hill to get to NAB. And mm-hmm. if we're wanting to represent broadcasters, and if we're wanting them to see the industry as being vibrant and active, they can't come over and back and get it done within an hour and a half and have any time here.
Right.
So moving to the new neighborhood, which is much closer to the Capitol, is the challenge, and we want to be in there by the end of this year. But you're right. This is an iconic building in the DuPont Circle neighborhood, and it's going to be a tough move for us, but we'll be good.
I bet. Well, we're looking forward to it, and good luck with the move, because it's never easy to move.
You're right.
So on top of everything that's going on in the industry and all the initiatives you're doing here at the NAB, you know, one of your largest touch points with members is coming up in April. That's your big show.
Right.
I know you've also been making a lot of changes to that show. So share with us the vision of the show in general for this year.
Well, the NAB show, as I say to a lot of people, it's me and 100,000 of my closest friends. You know, it's a huge show. And if you are not an active broadcaster, even if you are an active broadcaster, it's easy to kind of get overwhelmed by that show. The first
Absolutely.
Time I ever went, I was just felt like a lost ball in high weeds. So what you find as you spend more time with that show is there are pockets of concentration. It's like living in a city. You don't go to every community every day, but you kind of get into your neighborhood and you feel comfortable there. North Hall has been where the audio was for years. It's now moved to Central Hall. But I think most radio broadcasters are pretty comfortable with that part. But it's changed. We're a content production show now. So whether that's video or audio, certainly a heavy video emphasis. And as we were looking toward this year, we said, we got to find a way so that broadcasters can really get connected in a little bit. One of the biggest changes we're offering this year is a small and medium market radio forum. Sunday afternoon, we want small and medium market broadcasters to have a point where they can come in, they can network with people, they can get connected with people, they have an opportunity to get some briefings on what's going on in Washington from our legal and government affairs staff. But we also want them to network, and we want them to say, here's a session that's going to be great for you, or here's a big speaker, or here's some vendors that have some products that you might find to be very interesting, so that that becomes part, we hope, that will become part of what they, every year they come to the show and say, I know I'm going to start on Sunday and I'm going to go to this. I'll see my peers because this is my group. And then we can make dinner plans or we can say we're going to catch this session. And we're doing that. And that's one of the big changes we're offering for radio broadcasters this year.
You know, just thinking out loud, that's such a great opportunity because, again, for those who haven't been to the NAB or even for those that come, it is so large and overwhelming. And to have that starting point is a great place to connect with people, see them, and sort of set the pace for the next few days.
We've had for a long time on Sunday afternoons a small and medium market committee meeting. Mm-hmm. And it was 12 people, and they got the briefing. And BJ and I, BJ Corvo, who's in our department here, she and I were looking at it one day, and I said, why don't we just open this up to a lot more people and kind of expand this and not just have 12 people that are getting the benefit from this, but 100, 150, whatever the numbers are. The great thing is we can accommodate a big crowd. We don't know whether the first year there'll be 50 or whether there'll be 150 people there, but we think it has an opportunity to really build for us.
So you don't have to register. It's available as an attendee.
That's correct. We wouldn't mind knowing that you're coming because it does help us, but we're not going to turn somebody away because they didn't pre-register. But if you have a convention flex pass, mm-hmm. it is covered. If you don't, it's $199 to attend it. And that's just helping cover some of the production costs. We want it to be a member benefit. Mm-hmm. You know, we want our members to feel like that this is something that's a real advantage for them. And that's what we're creating this for.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I've noticed that you're positioning, which I'm very excited about, is the Business of Media Conference and really the educational sessions that are available to people that are attending the convention. We're delighted as a continued partner to be able to produce four of your sales and marketing session, but you have an extensive curriculum and program. And can you share what that looks like?
Yeah, and I should say that the partnership with RAB is real. I mean, people that don't know, I've considered you one of my dear friends for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't mean we don't sometimes see things from a different perspective. And let me tell everybody that if you don't think Erica Farber is a great advocate for RAB, sit on the other side of the table because she's tough as nails and smart as can be. But, you know, we do have this and the partnership, you guys are helping us create these. But, you know, the sessions, looking over the list here, you've got the Radio Engage. We're talking about five presentations about how people can really engage. We want this to be, you know, rapid fire, a lot of information that's there for people. We do have the TV, radio and TV, small, medium market engagement. But new analytics, understanding listeners and what information is available there. We want you to be able to get updated on what's going on in Capitol Hill and also fast-tracking some of audio's future. So we are really working to conduct, to create a content session that has that return on investment. We used to all say, hey, I'm going to Las Vegas and I'll catch a few sessions. And in today's world, if you can't cost justify that you're going to make money off the trip, we don't get the joyrides anymore.
Yeah,
we get that.
True.
We don't get to do it. We know our members don't get to do it. So there's a real focus. We've always wanted to have great content, but there's a real focus now of measurables that people can say this was really worth the expense.
Well, and to that, it's something you touched on a moment ago, it is such a large area. And I know sometimes if you're on the audio space, you can feel a bit dwarfed, if you will. And I think you've really been focusing on that audio and radio side to help create ROI. And there are some very specific things that you're doing.
We have to, because you're right. It is predominantly a video show. We've got the radio show that we collaborate on that's more for the radio industry, but it's not the TV show as much anymore. That's kind of where its roots are, but it's turned into video production and, you know, content. There is a real, it's one of the largest audio shows in the world, but it's a small portion of what's going on with the show as a whole. And so trying to make sure whether it's podcasting or whether it's the latest in studio technology or whether it's a way that you can take content and monetize that, some of the sessions that you're doing. Mm-hmm. We are trying to bring these out, and that's what that small media market forum is about, making sure people can identify where those are and then say, yes, I want to make sure Tuesday at 2 o'clock I attend the session because I think this is really going to help me make money or help me manage my people better or help me have a better quality product. And we are really trying to turn that focus and make sure it's there.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to reinforce, you know, when you talk about video, video is becoming more and more important to those of us in audio. And many of us in audio do not have a video background. So understanding more of those tools and how we can integrate them into our digital products and services is more important than ever.
Oh, and you know, the thing I think the NAB show does such a great job with. So if you wanted to get into real video production, and it's everything from what churches use all the way up to what full network studios use, you can do that. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get a GoPro, if you want to see some of this incredible technology that's available at a fairly low price, we have those for you to see and get demos. But what we also have done, and kudos to the team, I can't take any credit for this, but kudos to the team in conventions. There are sessions about how you use that technology, how you produce that, how you edit. There is a lot more engagement as you move through the show about how to use some of this new technology and bring it to life, how you create that content, not just an equipment show. Mm-hmm. So it's really worthwhile for people to attend.
I must add, because it's so funny, I know we've done this at the RAB, but one of the things I think people forget about when they go to a large conference like that is all these products and services that the exhibitors bring, they don't always want to go home with everything.
Right. Let's so make a deal.
There are some amazing opportunities to buy some of this great equipment and upgrade equipment for a lesser cost than one would normally purchase it.
So I'll tell a story about this cornpone kid from Kentucky and the first time I ever tried to do that. So I'd heard about this, you know, oh, you go out. And so I go out and there was a relatively small encoder. And I thought, well, they don't want to pack it up and take it home with them. And so I made this guy probably say, so that way you don't have to pack it up. He said, dude, it goes in my briefcase. This is not too hard to get home. And he pointed to a big piece of equipment. He said, now, if you want to talk about that, and I'm like, yeah, I guess that does make a difference. So the bigger the piece of equipment, the more of a pain it is to ship it home, and you can probably get the pricing. But I didn't exactly understand the art of the deal, to quote our president. I didn't understand the art of that deal when I first went out there. But there are some great opportunities because the vendors are showing the equipment, and they would love to send it home with you.
Yeah, no, it's great. So what do you think, when for someone coming to the NAB show, you know, what should they be focused to? What should they be open to learning? You know, what do you want the real takeaway to be this year? Because there's so many issues affecting our industry right now. It could be overwhelming. So how do we get our arms around that?
Well, I would say to someone, don't worry about feeling overwhelmed, because if you're involved in our industry right now, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. You do, I'm sure, in some of the challenges that you're facing, and I know I do in some of the challenges that we're facing. That doesn't mean either one of us just roll up in a ball and we got to keep going.
Right.
But there's something coming at our industry by the minute. Mm-hmm. And so we feel that. So I would say to somebody, don't let that intimidate you. It's okay to say, wait a second, I need to ask some questions about it. The second thing that I would say is, don't be limited to the delivery platform that you've always utilized. I love radio. I love AM radio and FM radio, and I love HD radio, and I love what it does, and that's going to be a big part of our business. But, you know, you can stream, you can come in on podcasts. There's so many different ways for you to deliver your product and your brand. You could do something on Facebook. You could do something on Periscope. There's so many different ways for broadcasters to reach their consumers. And I think I would go to the show, and I would probably be I would encourage someone that's overwhelmed to just kind of say, wow, look at some of the opportunities. You know, the old, is it a threat or is it an opportunity?
Right.
I think that's how, as an industry, we have to embrace it. You know, we were just talking about some of the stuff at my stations back in Kentucky, some of the things, techniques that we're going to try to utilize going forward, because what is old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what radio broadcasters, television broadcasters too, but I think broadcasters in general, local broadcasters, and the relationship we have with our local communities, and that's whether it's the advertisers or whether it's the business people in the community, but through our news departments. You know, there are so many things we can do to super serve local communities, and I think the more we use new technology to super serve local communities, there's a huge opportunity for us there. And some of the things that we used to do that maybe we've gotten out of the habit of doing, let's reinvent in an entirely new way. How do we cover news? How do we handle breaking news? That's kind of the thing I've been thinking a lot about lately. But it's also, how do you engage with your advertisers?
Mm-hmm.
How do you help them move their product? How do you become the center of their media strategy, that it's all based on local media, but you're helping them embrace new opportunities? Mm-hmm. Lots of things out there that are opportunities.
Well, and so many of the people that you interface with here on the Hill are not people that most of us in our local markets talk to on a regular basis. And it's great to hear you talk about the importance of the local communities. And that seems to be a message that you're continuing to share on the Hill. And how is that resonating?
Well, the great thing that resonates about it is the action of the local broadcaster. Because you can go to most every one of the 435 members of Congress and the 100 U.S. senators, and they, the vast majority, not in urban areas always, but in rural America, they've had the experience of walking into their local radio station and sitting across the table, just like you and I are doing,
right,
from the local morning person that is wanting to talk about the impact of the Farm Bill on Nebraska, or they're wanting to talk about the impact of the Natural Resources Bill on the oil fields in Texas. And that really resonates.
Mm-hmm.
These members of Congress get the fact that local broadcasters open their doors, open their microphones, and where they really get it, you let a member of Congress have a district that's affected by disaster, and they see and hear what those local broadcasters do, both radio and television.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. And so our job is to remind them of that, stay connected with them on that. You don't want to be waiting for a disaster before they appreciate you.
Right.
But it is what local broadcasters do in every district across America. That is where we have the opportunity, and frankly, that's what buys us so much credibility.
And it transcends all market sizes.
It sure does. It sure does. And, you know, I was just at the CRS, and you were there as well, but St. Jude is a classic example of the power of radio,
mm-hmm,
and what that hospital has done and how it has brought country music and the radio industry together.
It's phenomenal.
And that's an incredible story, but there are Shriners Hospitals and Children's Hospitals and local hospitals and Big Brothers Big Sisters and Habitats for Humanity and all of these charities across the country that benefit from what local broadcasters do to put that shoulder behind the wheel and make a difference. And members of Congress get that.
Yeah. And it's all formats, and it's all market sizes, as
that's
I
right.
said.
All formats, all size markets.
Well, Steve, it's so great to connect with you. Remind us again, there may be a few people who haven't registered yet for the radio show. If someone is on the fence about attending, how can they register?
Well, you said the radio show, and we definitely want them to come to the radio show. That's going to be in September.
It's on my mind.
So it should be, because
the NAB show.
And let's do a quick little tease. We got some really exciting things coming up for the radio show this year, so go ahead and get those dates on your calendar. It's September 25th, 26th, 20, whatever that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week is.
Correct.
So, yes, we do want you to come to the radio show, but also make a trip to Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Great panels that RAB has helped us produce, great technology, great stuff that we're producing for management and leadership too. So come out. NAB.org is a great place for you to find that. You can come on and you'll find the link that'll get you right to the show registration. And there, you know, Google NAB show, and we can find a lot of ways for you to get into the portal. And if you need any help with that, you know, 202-429-5331 is my number. call and we'll get you taken care of. We'll make sure that you get 202-429-5331, just so somebody doesn't think I was flying through that.
Oh, but, that's funny.
We'll make sure that you get we'll get the service, and we'd love for you to join us in Las Vegas.
Well, you know, Steve, as you, again, are reinventing the NAB for your members, because you're spending a lot of time focusing on your NAB members and your member services, is many of our listeners of this podcast are on the sales side and don't necessarily interact with the NAB on a daily basis. So if you could, as we close, just share a little bit about the things that you are doing right now that are affecting all of us on the radio side.
I want to do that, but before I do that, I want to thank you, because RAB is a great organization. It's had wonderful leaders over the years.
Thank you.
You do a fabulous job, Erica, and you are a friend, but I have immense professional respect for you and your team, and they're great collaborators. So thank you for this invitation to visit with your audience, and everybody listening should know that they're getting their money's worth out of Erica Farber and the team at RAB.
Wow. Thank you, Steve.
True.
We really appreciate
True.
That.
So what we're doing, there are issues. There are two types of ways we interact with our members. Mm-hmm. The first one is the policy issues, the advocacy issues. It's everything from the performance tax to stations that are being affected by the television repack and making sure that radio stations that have out-of-pocket costs get those reimbursed. We're doing that. But it's also, and this is something that would affected both of us, last year in the tax rewrite, there was real consideration to remove the deductibility of advertising from a business's tax returns.
Right.
And that was moving down the tracks. And it would have had a huge impact on the amount of money that was spent and the complexity of people doing advertising. And we were able to get that out of the tax bill. So that's a tangible way to say people that are members of NAB and how we're impacting the advertising world and keeping that sales force moving. And the other thing that we do are the benefits.
And just to interrupt for a minute, if I could, just to oversimplify it, I think we sometimes forget that as radio broadcasters, we are licensed by the FCC for the privilege of broadcasting to our communities.
Oh, absolutely. I love the obligation to operate in the public interest. I think that makes us unique, and I think that makes us special, and I think that's what separates us from somebody that's got a microphone and internet access. Mm-hmm. So there's no question about that, and we do operate in the public interest, and Congress understands that we have to make money to be able to serve the public interest, and they were very supportive of that. Then the other thing that we do is just member benefits, whether it's through shows, whether it's through forums, whatever type of opportunities, member benefits, discounts, things of that nature. We want to make it a value proposition any way somebody defines it. Smallest market to the largest market, we want to make sure that people know that we are really on the point to provide a strong economic future for radio broadcasters. That's what we try to do every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also for television broadcasters. So I always use the phrase local broadcasters, radio or television, those broadcasters that are licensed by the FCC serving their local communities. We really try to make sure we make it better for them to go to work tomorrow.
Well, Steve, again, please know how much we appreciate what you do on behalf of our industry. And it's a great privilege to now work with you even closer through the NAB. So we wish you all the best with your upcoming NAB show. And I would encourage any of you listening that when you are at the NAB show in Las Vegas, if you don't know Steve Newberry, find him, and I guarantee you he will give you a warm welcome.
Well, I love this business and I love the people in this business, so thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.